Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Gavin Newsom was on with Stephen Colbert yesterday, and he said this. This is Gavin Newsom, okay? This guy is clearly running for president in 2028. He said this on the soon-to-be-canceled Stephen Colbert show.
I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that. In the core of my soul, unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
So much for lowering the temperature and changing the rhetoric. He does not believe that. There is no chance Gavin Newsom believes there won't be an election in 2028. This is fear-mongering. This is, in my opinion, the only way the Democrats can win is to scare you. Remember, democracy is dead. Where? Where is there any proof that democracy is dead? He canceled Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's back after 4 days off. It is all this doom and gloom. And, you know, you want to talk about being divisive. Now, hey, are there times that Trump says stuff and I go, why would you even say that? Why would you tweet that out? Of course, I've said it on this show. But I'm sorry, you can't go crazy on the president when you're there saying that democracy is dead. He's no longer the leader of the free world. And you fear there's not going to be a 2028 election. Again, something that you clearly don't believe. Because if you believed it, you wouldn't be pretty much already running your 28th presidential campaign. But this, again, Charlie Kirk was assassinated 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago because of rhetoric like this. From people like Gavin Newsom, who knows damn well there's going to be an election in 2028. The same people that told you how dangerous Trump's rhetoric was in 2020, told you he was never going to leave the White House. By the way, he left the White House, right? Because Joe Biden in the auto pen moved in. So, and yes, these people should be more responsible. Gavin Newsom should be more responsible. Members of Congress should be more responsible. But who is still believing this? How many times do they have to get something wrong before you realize they're just playing you? They are just playing you for votes. A majority of the people who got on your TV and told you that the president of the United States canceled Jimmy Kimmel knew they were lying to you. Gavin Newsom telling you that there's not going to be a 28 election, he is lying to you. He does not believe that. That is BS. The people telling you that democracy is slowly being taken away. Where? Where do you see democracy being taken away? It's an idiotic argument. And if 10 years of this rhetoric, you can't wake up and see that it's all scare tactics to get you to go to the ballot box and vote for a Democrat, that I don't know what more it's going to take. But if you're a Democrat running running in the Democrat Party, maybe run on policy. Maybe run on what you're going to do better. Because the doom and gloom, I know all you care about is power and being in control. And by the way, that's for politicians on both sides of the political aisle. But I know you're running a campaign, and I know you want to win, and you got to use the doom and gloom. But your campaign strategy is tearing this country apart, and it's putting people in danger. You have ICE agents getting fired at. You have political pundits and political activists being assassinated. You've had two assassination attempts on the president. Your rhetoric is getting people killed. Your rhetoric is tearing the country apart. And if you continue down this path, it shows that you care more about the power than you care about this country. Or you care about your party more than you care about this country. Again, it's clear with the rhetoric you get out of the Rath building from the county executive. This is a man who puts the party ahead of anything. And you can see it in the way he talks, the way he addresses Republicans. He doesn't care about division. He wants Erie County more divided. Look at, he couldn't get excited for the Bills game. Remember, he's not excited for the Bills season. It works in his favor if the county is divided. But I really wonder, how power hungry are you? You don't care about the country. You want us more divided. You don't care that you are literally getting people killed with this rhetoric. Again, I am all for debate. I'm all for conversation. But I urge Democrats to run on policy, not on scare tactics.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.